According to Glamour magazine, there are certain things that women do that men cannot understand. Like, why women would choose to wear uncomfortable shoes for a night out. Why would you wear those heels? You're not going to be able to walk in them. And asking hypothetical questions like, if I died, would you marry my sister? that kind of thing. Kat, by the way, just on that one, Kat has texted in to say, I have asked my other half that very question, you know, if I died, would you marry again? He says he would, but if he dies, I'm not allowed to. that seems perfectly fair, doesn't it? So we're opening up this both ways today. Girls, what do you not understand about men and vice versa? Blimey, that's a big topic for a Monday, isn't it?
It is quite a biggie.
What you got, Arlene?
Jules says, men claim to be great at throwing, then how is it they can't hit the washing basket with their dirty pants?
Good point.
Chloe, says...
Oh, no, I've got one for the boys here. Then, Robbie says, fake tan. Why? Robbie's a bit angry.
All right, Chloe... How is it that men, like my bloke Michael, can play sport like rugby and smack into each other without even wincing? But you try and pluck a hair from their ear and they scream like a big Jesse.
Ross and Bonnie Rig, what I don't understand about women, why it takes from Wednesday to get dolled up for a night out on Saturday, when in fact you looked better on Tuesday than you did on Saturday night. Ross from Bonnie Rig.
Oh, that's good, Ross.
That is good.
And Sheila B from Lonehead, Boogie. Here's what I don't understand about males. Why do they have to make the scoring system and sport generally so complicated? 15 points per shot in tennis, not being able to pass forward in rugby, even though that's the way you want to go. Having two opposing players in front line when you are receiving a pass in football.
That's the offside rule.
I don't like that. Handicaps in golf, and don't even get me started on cricket. Explain, please.
Well, we'd be here all day, frankly. Mal's on the phone from Dunfermline. What are you saying, Mal?
Why do women... get us out shopping, walk 10,000 miles, and then with the very first shop you go into, it's there, and they will not buy it. You have to walk 10,000 miles, 3 hours later, and it's like, I think I'll just go back to that first shop.
Yeah, that is a good one. That's true. Why do women not just buy it the first time?
Yes, that's what's crazy.
Yeah.
A Peter Killam.
Yeah. Mal, thank you for phoning. Have a great day. So what things do you not understand about the opposite sex? Peter says, the obscene collection of various half-used shampoos and conditioners.
Oh, no, that is true. Well, you don't like to throw anything away, do you?
Yeah, but you must try about 50 different shampoos and conditioners.
Yeah.
And all the half-empty bottles are there, costing a fortune, you're right.
Pamela says... what is there to do in the toilet that requires at least 30 minutes? The paper, a smartphone and an iPad? I mean, we might go to the toilet in pairs, but at least we're not there all day.
Yeah, that's true. So one of the guys, quite a few of the guys are saying, why do women go to the toilets in pairs? Why? Why? But blokes would never do that. I'm going to the toilet. Are you coming? No, that's weird. Get off me. And someone else has said, Kirby's. Are those the hair grip thingies, the metal things that you have in there? Yeah, why are they everywhere in the house?
Okay.
Everywhere. If you go out on a Saturday night, on a Sunday, it's like they're like Christmas tree needles. You're picking them up for months and months and months. It is so true, that, isn't it?
And my husband works for the company sponsoring the Ryder Cup.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Now, the opportunity was given to have your photo taken with the Ryder Cup in his company.
Yeah.
And I'd said to him, I can't imagine anybody wanting to do that. That's ridiculous. Until my husband came home and said, guess what I've booked today? I'm so excited. She said, ridiculous.
Why would you not want to get your picture taken with the Ryder Cup? That's amazing.
That's brilliant.
Well, there you go. That's her point. I can't see the attraction, quite frankly.
You wouldn't want to get... So if, for example, we managed to get, I don't know, the World Cup, you wouldn't want to get your picture... to take it with
them. Oh, really? No.
Oh, for goodness.
Oh, come on, Arlene.
Well,
why?
Come on!
With ESPC. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 4-1.